რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ლაბარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ჩვენი გადაცემა გრძელდება, მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბები. ფრესილით ნიუ-ჯერსის რკინიგზის სადგურთან აფეთქდა სანაგვე ურნაში ჩადებული მოწყობილობა, რომლის გაუნებელყოფას რობოტის დახმარებით ცდილობდა მესანგრეთა საგანგებო ჯგუფი. რუსეთის მართველმა პარტია მედინაე რუსიამ სრული უმრავლესობა მოიპოვა ახალი მე-7 მოწვევის პარლამენტში. ჩეჩნეთის ლიდერის მოვალეობის შემსრულებელმა რამზან კადიროვმა რეგიონის ხელმძღვანელის პირდაპირ არჩევნებში ხმების 97%-ზე მეტი მოაგროვა. კვირასაღამოს ჩეხეთის დედაქალაქ პრაღაში დააკავეს რუსეთის არტჯგუფ ვოინას აქტივისტები. და სხვა ახალ ამბებს ახლა დაწვრილებით გაგაცნობთ. ამერიკის შეერთებული შტატების ოფიციალურ პირთა განცხადებით, დღეს დილით ნიუ-ჯერსის რკინიგზის სადგურთან აფეთქდა სანაგვე ურნაში ჩადებული მოწყობილობა, რომლის გაუნებელყოფას რობოტის დახმარებით ცდილობდა მესანგრეთა საგანგებო ჯგუფი. პოლიციის წარმომადგენლის ცნობით, ეს იყო ერთ-ერთი 5 საეჭვო მოწყობილობიდან, რომელიც სადგურის მახლობლად ნაპოვნ ჩანთაში აღმოაჩინეს. დაკავებულთა შესახებ ჯერჯერობით არაფერს უწყებიან. 17 სექტემბერს ნიუ-იორკის ჩელსის რაიონში მომხდარი აფეთქების შედეგადაც 29 ადამიანი დაშავდა. იმავე დღეს ბომბი აფეთქდა ნიუ-ჯერსიში, სადაც ათასობით მორბენალი მონაწილეობდა 5-კილომეტრიან საქველმოქმედო გარბენში, რომელიც ამერიკელი საზღვაო ქვეითებისა და მეზღვაურების საპატივცემულოდ გაიმართა. რუსეთის მართველმა პარტია მედინაე რუსიამ სრული უმრავლესობა მოიპოვა ახალი მე-7 მოწვევის პარლამენტში. 18 სექტემბერს ჩატარებული არჩევნების წინასწარი შედეგებით, რომელიც ბიულეტენების 93%-ის მონაცემებს ეფუძნება, პრეზიდენტ ვლადიმირ პუტინის პარტიამ ხმების 94%-ზე მეტი მოაგროვა. მეორე ადგილზეა კომუნისტური პარტია 13.5%-ით. მესამეზე ვლადიმერ ჟირინოვსკის ლიბერალურ-დემოკრატიული პარტია, ხოლო მეოთხეზე პარტია სპრავედლივაია რუსია. ჩეჩნეთის ლიდერის მოვალეობის შემსრულებელმა რამზან კადიროვმა რეგიონის ხელმძღვანელის პირდაპირ არჩევნებში ხმების 97%-ზე მეტი მოაგროვა. ამის შესახებ რუსეთის ცენტრალური საარჩევნო კომისია იტყობინება ხმების ოქმების 15%-ის დამუშავების შემდეგ. კვირასაღამოს ჩეხეთის დედაქალაქ პრაღაში დააკავეს რუსეთის არტჯგუფ ვოინას აქტივისტები, თოლქმარი ნატალია სოკოლი და ოლეგ ვოროტნიკოვი. ეს ამბავი რადიო თავისუფლებას თავად აქტივისტებმა შეატყობინეს. ზოგიერთი ცნობის თანახმად დაკავებისას ვოროტნიკოვს ფიზიკური შეურაცხყოფა მიაყენეს. რაში ადანაშაულებენ ვოინას წევრებს, ჯერჯერობით გაურკვეველია. ვოროტნიკოვმა და სოკოლმა თავის დროზე მონაწილეობა მიიღეს რუსეთში გამართულ რამდენიმე პოლიტიკურ პერფორმანსში, ხოლო მას შემდეგ, რაც 2011 წელს მოწყობილი ერთ-ერთი აქციისთვის მათზე ძებნა გამოაცხადეს, ცოლქმარი რუსეთიდან გაიქცა. იმ დროიდან მოყოლებული სოკოლი და ვოროტნიკოვი ევროპის სხვადასხვა ქვეყანაში ცხოვრობენ, თუმცა ვერცერთში მიიღეს პოლიტიკური თავშესაფარი. კვირას ბაქოში აზერბაიჯანის ოპოზიციური მუსავათის პარტიის ასობით მომხრემ გამართა დემონსტრაცია თვის ბოლოსთვის დაგეგმილი რეფერენდუმის წინააღმდეგ, რომელიც პრეზიდენტ ილჰამ ალიევის ძალაუფლების გაძლიერებისკენ არის მოწოდებული. დემონსტრაცია ორ საათს გასტანა და მშვიდობიანად დასრულდა. სირიის საზავო შეთანხმება ჩაშლის პირას აღმოჩნდა მას შემდეგ, რაც შეერთებული შტატების ხელმძღვანელობით მოქმედი კოალიციის მიერ განხორციელებული საჰაერო იერიშის შედეგად სირიის სამთავრობო ჯარების 62 სამხედრო მოსამსახურე დაიღუპა და რაც საჰაერო დარტყმები განხორციელდა ქალაქ ალეპოზე. საქართველოს პრემიერ მინისტრი გიორგი კვირიკაშვილი გაემგზავრა ნიუ-იორკში, სადაც 21 სექტემბერს სიტყვით გამოვა გაეროს გენერალური ასამბლეის 71 სესიაზე. ვიზიტისას დაგეგმილია კვირიკაშვილის გამოსვლა დევნილთა და მიგრანტთა გახშირებული გადაადგილების საკითხებისადმი მეწყმილ მაღალი დონის შეხვედრაზე. ეს იყო ახალი ამბები, ლაბარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
In the early 1990s, American and British R&B artists began to push the limits of their genre by exploring ways to incorporate jazz, funk, hip-hop, and contemporary African rhythms into their sound. The movement was taking place mainly in the underground that was until the mid-90s, when artists like Erykah Badu, D'Angelo, Lauryn Hill, and this week's featured artist, Maxwell, began enjoying commercial success. As one of the pioneers of what was dubbed neo-soul, Maxwell took his love for music from the Baptist church to stages all around the world. This week we are going to take a look back at his decades-long career, as well as his new project, which he'll be introducing to audiences live as he begins touring with Mary J. Blige later this year. So why don't we start at the beginning? Gerald Maxwell Riviera was born in New York City to a Puerto Rican mother and a Haitian father who died in a plane crash when Maxwell was only 3 years old. As you can imagine, his father's death had a tremendous impact, and one of the ways he dealt with his grief was to become actively involved in the church. Like many artists, it was singing and playing instruments in the choir that sparked the flame that would lead him to revolutionize the sound of R&B. Maxwell was known for being an introvert, and he was extremely shy. In fact, if you've seen interviews with him, even today, he appears a bit uncomfortable talking about himself. It is clear that he'd rather let the music do the talking. And so in 1991, using an inexpensive Casio keyboard given to him by a friend, Maxwell began writing songs. According to some estimates, he had written almost 300 songs over the course of 3 years. He spent his days working as a waiter and nights performing in clubs around New York City while he was working on his demo. In 1994, he got his big break, a recording contract with Columbia Records. His debut album, Urban Hang Suite, was recorded at the infamous Electric Lady Studio and featured a few soul music heavyweights, including producer Leon Ware, who wrote Marvin Gaye's number one song, I Want You. The two of them worked on a song called Something Something that goes a little something like this. You're listening to The Soul Lounge, Maxwell, on VOA 1. Thank you.
soul. It sounds so good.
Yeah.
This week, we are celebrating the life and music of neo-soul pioneer Maxwell. Till the Cops Come Knockin' is from his 1996 debut album, Urban Hang Suite. This album, along with Erykah Badu's Baduism and D'Angelo's Brown Sugar, are considered by many the grand trilogy of neo-soul. Although Urban Hang Suite became a top 10 platinum-selling album, it was slow to catch on with audiences, as was Heat. See, I will never forget, in 1996, I was on the campus of Howard University at a concert, and the Fugees were headlining, and Maxwell was the opening act, still virtually unknown. The audience nearly booed him off the stage, but by the following summer, Maxwell's music was blaring from passing cars and businesses. My, how things change, huh? A year after the release of Urban Hang Suite, MTV invited Maxwell to perform on their acoustic music program called MTV Unplugged. It was a beautiful performance that featured This Woman's Work, a song that was originally written and performed by Kate Bush way back in 1988, but would become one of Maxwell's signature tunes. Here's Maxwell with This Woman's Work, inside the Soul Lounge.
Swing left. I shouldn't be crying, but I just can't. Lounge.
Lady Suite from Maxwell's MTV Unplugged album. And this is the Soul Lounge. I'm Shauna Renee, here with you celebrating the life and music of Maxwell. After the success of his first album, Columbia Records was ready for Maxwell's sophomore project. Luckily, he had already written it. Embryo was released in 1998. Again, Maxwell chose to focus on love and spirituality. The album was panned by critics, who described it as lazy and lacking substance. Embryo lacked the jazz influence that made his first album a success, but it sold over 1 million copies, with many of those being bought by alternative music fans. Here's one of the more popular singles from that album. This is Matrimony, Maybe You, inside the Soul Lounge.
I thought you thought I thought.
you want, you know, girl, can't be
from the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge. I'm the Lady DJ Shauna Renee, and this week is all about Maxwell. We're now in 1999, and Maxwell has just released his second studio album. And although the critics panned the project, the fans loved it. In support of the project, Maxwell went out on a 40-city tour and sold out every single show. Embria also earned Maxwell a Grammy nomination for Best R&B Album. He also took home the Soul Train Music Award for Best Male R&B Album that year. Later, Maxwell released a song co-written by R. Kelly for the major motion picture Life, starring Eddie Murphy. Fortunate climbed all the way to number one on the R&B charts and remains his most successful single to date. Here is Maxwell with Fortunate inside the Soul Lounge.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Sunshine like this, never seen the moon glow like this, never seen the waterfalls like this, never seen the lights off like this, never dug anyone like this, never had tasting lips to kiss, never had someone to miss, never heard a song quite like this.
You girl, I'm so glad you're in my world. Just as sure as the sky is blue, I'm blessed the day that I found you.
Never had room service all night, never took a first class flight, never had a love affair so tight, I've never felt the feeling so right. Never seen a winter so white. Never had words to recite. Never had a flame to ignite.
And I never sang a song with all my might.
Fortunate to have you, girl. I'm so glad you're in
so
my world.
Just
as sure as the sky is blue. In my
In 2000, Maxwell returned to the studio to work on his third studio album, which he released in the spring of 2001. According to Maxwell, Now was a departure from his previous work, and as such was a true reflection of his artistic evolution. Maxwell was also starting to emerge from his shell. He agreed to film and release a short documentary about his life, his music, and his artistic process. After the show, I want you to head on over to my Facebook page. You can check out a clip from the movie there. Just search VOA Lady DJ. But for now, let's go to a song from his 2001 album, Now. This is called Get to Know Ya, inside the Soul Lounge.
I gotta get to know.
You're listening to The Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ, and this week is dedicated to Maxwell, one of the pioneers of the neo-soul sound. Over the years, Maxwell earned himself a reputation of being a consummate showman. His live shows were legendary. They were intimate. They were musical. They were romantic. They were tight. Whenever Maxwell announced a tour, they would sell out without question. So when he released Now, fans assumed that Maxwell would hit the road to promote the album, but he chose not to. Not only did he not tour, but he walked away from recording as well for 7 whole years. Now, during this time, Maxwell kept a low public profile for fear that if he continued to release music just for the sake of having something in the stores, his art would suffer. He was more interested in creating real-life experiences that he could use as inspiration for his music. Not to mention, while he was on hiatus, the sound of R&B was shifting away from the soft romantic ballads toward the more upbeat dance cuts specifically for the club. Maxwell wondered if there would be room for him in this new world. In 2009, he took his chances and released Black Summer's Night. Fans were ecstatic to see that he was back and were equally as surprised by his new look. Maxwell had cut his signature afro and was rocking a more mature, conservative style. Black Summer's Night was announced as part one of a trilogy he planned to release over the next few years. The album debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 chart, and the lead single, Pretty Wings, spent over 40 weeks on the chart.
Make me crazy, don't speak no sound. I want you to prove it to me in the new. Addicted to the way you move.
Honey, if anything ever should change in you, don't worry, I'm standing still. I'm moving with the right of wind. This is the highest cost. Take you and make you off. Left you and leave you lost. Will you forgive me? Passed out all over town. Drags you and keeps you down. 2 times in a day around. Will you forgive me?
I can't control the feeling, girl, cause I know your hand. I feel you from the floor to the ceiling. Girl, I feel you when you comb your hair. Lady, when we lock it low, we get together, it's an overdose. I'm slipping, I'm here among my knees. I feel my heart's about to explode.
This is the highest cost. Take you and make you whole. Left you and leave you lost. Will you forgive me? Passed out all over town. Tracks you and keeps you down. 2 times in a day around. Will you forgive me?
Baby, to tell the truth, when I'm so far, I don't see you. When it's over, I'm overdue. Girl, there's no one as bad as no one as bad.
Thank you.
make it disappear, girl. All you got to do is just
Full of Tears from his 2009 album Black Summer's Night. Before that, we heard Black Habits from that same album. Aside from being a commercial success, his new album also earned Maxwell 6 Grammy nominations and 2 wins for Best R&B Album and Best R&B Male Vocal Performance for Pretty Wings. Riding high off of the success of Black Summer Night, Maxwell and his team prepared to take their show on the road. They lined up 6 dates around the U.S. to promote the album, as well as premiere songs from the next 2 projects that were both part of the trilogy. He got through 2 shows before he had to cancel the entire tour due to vocal hemorrhaging. The damage to his vocal cords was so severe, Maxwell had to take another 2 years off. He took that time to focus on his health, and then in 2014, via social media, he announced he was ready to make another comeback. He finally dropped the 2nd album in the trilogy, Black Summer's Night, in 2016. He debuted his 1st single in 8 years at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, and fans ate it up. Lake by the Ocean, my dears, is quintessential Maxwell.
In the light of the sun, I was dazed, I was burned, I was lost. Deep in the storm of a grave, had a bed as a coffin. You were only the one that made me fulfilled, only the thing that made me reveal. My destiny was the forest, beach of a forest. Anything ain't nothing, it's just you. Just us, nobody but love on trust.
Bye. like it is. The traps are caused. Why do I live inside of you, baby? I wanna be every part of you. And it's just like we can be strong, we can wait, we can live for so long. Live in a flame where we'll never burn. No one could ever, ever return. You are the reason I'm on you, reason I love you. You're the thing I need, cause it's just you, just us, nobody but love on, trust on us. Nobody now can we swim a lake by the ocean? We'll be one like drops in slow motion. Lake by the ocean.
It has been 20 years since we were first introduced to Maxwell. His steamy falsetto and lyrics have provided music lovers with the perfect soundtrack for many a romantic night. And it seems he has no intention of leaving us again anytime soon. Maxwell just announced a major American and Asian tour kicking off later this year, and he's promised us another full-length album very soon. And I am here for it. But until then, I will be here for you, bringing music from your favorite soul and R&B artists direct to you via VOA One. If there is someone that you would like me to feature on Soul Lounge, reach out via social media. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. Just search VOA Lady DJ. Until next week, darlings, make sure you take care of yourselves and, most importantly, each other. Peace.
Look what you've got to see. You're young, so you're gonna be. But all I ask of you is love securely today. You are the love.
თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
ჩემთვის თავისუფლება უპირველეს ყოვლისა ნიშნავს უდიდეს პასუხისმგებლობას. პასუხისმგებლობას როგორც ჩვენ საკუთარ საქციელზე, ასევე პასუხისმგებლობას სხვის მიმართ. და მე ვთვლი, რომ სწორედ აი ამ გაგებით უნდა მოვეკიდო დამცნებას, რომელიც ძალიან დიდი დატვირთვის არის. ეს არის მახსნება, რომ ზღვის ღირს ცხოვრება და ბრძოლა.
გვისმინეთ ტალღებზე FM 107.4-ზე და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია radiotavisupleba.ge.